chapter 19. We'll be breaking in about the third verse of this chapter. She has to give me my glasses or I can't see nothing. Some of you younger ones, when you get old enough, you'll understand what that means. If you would, let's stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. Got your place, say amen. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bare you up on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, I underline this in my Bible, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. God, would you speak to us just for a few moments of time as we try to bring forth your word to your people. Speak through these stammering lips, Lord, that your people may hear your word and grow from it today. God, I pray, should they be one under the sound of my voice today that's lost without you, that maybe today will be the day, Lord, that they'll give their life to you before it's eternally too late. God, how we love you and we praise you. Thank you for what you're about to do, for we ask this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated. Here we see Moses on Mount Sinai, where God reminds the children of Israel of all the blessings that he has bestowed upon them and how he's took care of them and protected them from their enemies and brought them from that into his presence. He's asking them to trust him because they are a treasure unto him. He doesn't want them to worry or to forget what he's done for them. God laid this message upon my heart to preach to you today, simply entitled, Charged Up. This morning we need to be charged up as the people of God. We need to get on fire for the Lord. Can I hear from you this morning? If you say amen, I promise you, your jaws won't lock in place. I need to hear from you. But the Lord told me to remind you this morning about what he's done. Over in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Galatians 6:9 says, And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We shouldn't be weary in the well-doing that God is doing in our lives today. And then he tells us over in John 15:16, Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I'm glad to be chosen of the Lord, amen. And he said to ordain you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ain't you glad for a God like that? When I need something from the Lord, I can go to him and say, Lord, I need something from you. Would you please speak to me? And he'll speak to my life, and he'll give me what I need. We have a relationship like that. Now, I don't go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need a new truck today. Would you give me a new truck today, Lord? That's carnal things. That's things that I'm talking about, spiritual things. I'm asking God, Lord, I'm dry in my spirit. I need your touch in my life. God, would you just give me something this morning? And I'm glad I can turn over to this blessed old book. And I begin to read the blessed old book. And they'll begin to speak to me. The words will jump off the page. And it'll minister into my heart and into my life. And he gives me what I need on a daily basis. The Lord said, to remind you of what He's done for you. He's brought you out of Egypt. You may not have been to Egypt, but we've had Egypts in our life. And I'm glad that God has delivered me out of my Egypt. I'm glad for the old preachers of old that preached the gospel and shined the light and showed me the way so I could follow and follow the will of God in my life. I need to be reminded every now and then again what God is doing in my life and doing in your life and doing here at the church. I'm glad that God is at work everywhere at all times right now. There's churches gathered all over the country right now. Right this moment, there's preachers preaching in the pulpit all over the country right at this very moment. God is over there. God is over here. God's back there. God's out there. He's right here all at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. He can be at work at all times if we'll listen. And I want to remind you this morning of why we need to be charged up. A lot of times in our lives when we get saved, God does something for us. He gives us something to help us through. And the Lord told me to give you a visual aid this morning, so that's exactly what I'm going to do. God has given us something like this right here. Anybody know what this is? You know what this is, Brother Greg? God has given us a spiritual battery when we got saved in our lives. And you know what? When He gave it to us, it was heavy. Because it's full up, amen. It's full up of what we need in our lives. And I'm glad that when you buy a brand new car, you don't go down there and it won't start. It'll start as soon as you turn the key over on it. And you know, you trust that car to start every time you go out there. Why does it start? Because it's got a battery in it. And you know, a lot of times us as children of God, we've got these spiritual batteries inside of us. And God has given us that. And you know, as we run these things, as we walk day to day with the Lord, we're using our spiritual battery. We're running on that battery. I'm glad that God, you know what charges a battery? If you all that don't know much about vehicles, it takes an alternator to charge a battery. Shake your head yes. You understand what I'm talking about. The alternator's hooked to the motor, and the wires from the alternator is hooked to the battery. And as that motor runs, it runs a current into this battery and keeps it charged at all times. I'm glad He's our great alternator, amen. I'm hooked up this morning to the great battery, that spiritual battery. And when my battery starts running down, I'm glad I'm hooked up to Him. And He feeds me and the current starts flowing back and forth and it fills my battery back up. Now my battery don't last a week long. My battery don't last barely one day. Now, I can run on it one day, brother. I can come to church this morning, get all filled up. By about 12 and 1 o'clock, it's starting to drain down a little bit. About 4 o'clock, it's getting real low. And I'm like, Lord, I need something. And I head back to the church house. And I get back down to the church house, and I get my spiritual battery hooked back up to Him. And all of a sudden, the preachers are preaching, people's testifying, the Holy Spirit of God is moving, and all of a sudden, my meter's pegging out because I'm hooked up to what God wants in my life. He's charged my life, amen, by a spiritual battery. How about you this morning? Are you hooked up? You need to be. What's happened to us in our Christian life is we've got unhooked from God. Now, the first thing we need to do as children of God, first thing you do when your battery runs down, what do? First thing, you seek help. My battery runs down, I start seeking some help. I promise you, you're driving down the road and your battery quits, you'll be jerking at your cell phone and you'll be waving somebody down. You know, somebody's going by at you, you know, and you're waving both hands. I'm dead beside the road, help! You're seeking help. You know, there's people here in this church today, I need some help. I'm spiritually dead. Help me. Well, I'm glad you're waving your hands because I'm here this morning to help you get hooked up. Amen. You need to get hooked up to the Holy Ghost of God and let Him help you. Over in Psalms 120, verse 1, the Bible says, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and He heard me. I'm glad when I cry to the Lord, He hears my cry. Amen. I don't cry unto him and I have to wait and I don't get a busy signal and I don't have to send a text message and I don't have to wait for an answer back. I say, Lord, here I am. And right then I can feel that current flowing in my heart. And I'm glad that God is right there to say, son, what do you need? Lord, I'm dried up. My battery's run out and I need something from you. And I'm glad I went over to Psalms 120 and he said, I heard your distress call, and here I am for you. Anybody with me this morning? I'm glad he hears our distress call. Number two, when you get some help, when you reach out and somebody comes and helps you, the next thing you do, you look for a set of jumper cables. I looked for mine this morning, couldn't find them. I'm talking, you know, physically. I thought they was in the car. I went out there and I thought, man, I got to put them cables back in the car. You know, wife's out somewhere and the car goes dead. I wanted to have jumper cables. So you get those jumper cables and you're looking for help. You're looking for somebody that's got some power. I don't like to be around negative people. How about you all? You know, a battery is set up with a positive and a negative. And you know, I want to be in the positive. I don't want to be in the negative. And the problem with your battery running down is you're too involved in the negative. You need to be more involved in the positive. Because when you're involved in the positive, it'll charge you up. Amen. When you get around somebody and all they've got to do is woe is me. How bad it is. How are you doing this week? Well, I've had such a bad week. Oh, my goodness. My back's a killing me. My legs is a killing me. And 30 minutes later, you wish you'd never asked the question, how you doing? I know people. I will not ask them, how you doing? Hey, brother. And I'm out of there. Because I know 30 minutes later, I'm going to be standing here going, oh, my goodness. I don't want to go through that. I want to be in the positive, not the negative. So we're looking for jumper cables. Over in 1 John 2:1, the Bible says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that if ye sin, listen, if any man sin, we have an advocate, we have an alternator, we have a charge, that if we'll call on him, he says he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why? We're getting hooked up to him. He is our spiritual jumper cables. I'm going to tell you this morning, I'm a man of God and I try to walk with God and I try to do what's right, but I don't always do what's right. I fail every single day. I know y'all don't, but I do. I fail every day. I make mistake after mistake after mistake. I'm tripping and falling, and I'm not doing the will of God like I should be doing. And every time I go to do good, evil's always present. And I got a good intention, but a lot of times I don't do what I'm supposed to do. So you know what I do? I go to 1 John. I say, Lord, here I am again. I'm dry again. I've made that mistake again, Lord. You know what he said? I love you. Come unto me. I'll take care of it. And I give it to the Lord. He didn't disconnect me. He's never took his cables off of me. I just allowed myself to get into the negative instead of the positive. So my battery's running down. And I got to come out from among the world and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, so my battery will stay charged. A lot of times sitting in church, you can't wave your hand because your battery's dead. You can't shout because your battery's dead. You can't worship because your battery's dead. Are there anybody here this morning? Your batteries are dead this morning. We need to worship God. Why? Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. When you feel awful in your life and you don't even feel like being here and you're hurting all over and your joints are hurting, your heads are hurting, he's still worthy to be praised. No matter what's going on in your life, he's still worthy. He's the great provider, amen. He's worthy of it. I want to do a spiritual exercise this morning. Raise your right hand. That didn't hurt, did it? Raise your left hand. Oh my goodness, now wave them. Ain't that wonderful? That's how God will work. If you'll wave, he'll let the glory come down. It don't hurt. Get that blood flowing. Make that heart move. We've got doctors and therapists here and everything. They'll tell you, you got to get that heart pumping. You got to get it going. You got to get exercising. Raising your hand, saying amen, move a little bit. Get up and walk around. If you need to walk around, walk around. Praise the Lord, move a little bit. Make that heart go and make it pump. Why? Because we need to be charged for the Spirit of God, amen, so God can move in our lives. Boy, you're wild this morning, preacher. I can't help it. I'm charged up this morning. I've been plugged in. I got plugged in early this morning. Now I feel it inside me. It's running through my veins this morning. And I want to tell you, you need to get charged up for the Lord. So not only do we get the jumper cables, then we got to charge it. There in 1 John, he told us, you know, if we sin there in the second chapter, we go right back to the first chapter, there's the answer to it. He says in the first chapter, verse 2, he said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We get a lot of negative going on in our lives. Lord, I'm just cold. I'm just indifferent. Lord, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't want to do anything. That's okay. Have your pity party. I have them too. But once you've had your pity party, look unto Him, the author and the finisher of your faith, and say, Lord, hook me up. I need a charge from You, from me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord and go on for Him. And God will bless your life. If you'll do that, you need to be charged up. And not only do you need to be charged up, when you get that thing charged, when you sought help, you got the jumper cables and you've let it charge a little bit, what do you do next? Now, my problem is when I hook a battery up, when the car is dead, I want it to charge within 10 seconds. As soon as I hook them cables up, I'm ready to start cranking. But you can't do that. You've got to let it charge. How do you let it charge? You get in the Word of God. If you're dry and you're empty and you don't know what to do and you've been hurt and you're just mad and you're angry and you're frustrated, but you know deep down inside you need to be where God wants you to be. You need to be used of God. You need to be on fire for God. You know this in your life. Why? Because the Spirit's living within you. So what you need to do is next thing you need to do is turn the key. And He's the key. You need to let Him turn you over and crank you. How do we do that in our lives? We get in the Word of God and we begin to study the Word of God and ask God to show us what He wants in our lives and we let Him crank us over. Over in Psalms 51. This cranked me up. You don't get nothing out of this message, you ought to listen to this. Here's what Brother David, King David, after he had sinned with Bathsheba, now I'm talking about a man anointed of God that had done great things for God. And you know, he had great battles and won them and kingdoms and he is in a great position. But I'm telling you right now, you better watch out. When you get to the highest point, the devil will show up. Why? Because he won't bring a stick no more. He's bringing a ball bat. He's fixing to knock you down. Here's what happened to David. Here's a man after God's own heart, a man anointed of God, a man being led of God, and all of a sudden he walks out on his palace and he looks across the way and he sees another man's wife bathing. Now, men, I'm going to tell y'all something this morning. You can't help what you see, but you can help what you do with it. I got one amen. You can help what you do with it. You got a choice to make. Now you can go on or you can take a second look. The sin comes in when the second look comes. Boy, it's getting quiet now. When the second look comes, then the sin comes in. That's what happened to David. When he took that look, when he looked onto another man's wife, the devil crept in. And he stole the joy from King David. And he didn't stop there. It'd been bad enough if all he would have done was committed adultery in his heart right then. But he took it one step farther. He took the cables off the battery and said, right now I'm just going to run on whatever the battery's got. I don't need no charge. I'm just going to go on and do what I want to do. And what did he do? He went and sinned with Bathsheba. That wasn't good enough. He sent the leader of his army, which was her husband, sent him ahead to have him killed. I'm talking about a man after God's own heart. When you think that you're walking hand in hand with God, that's when the devil's going to show up. He's going to try to kill and steal everything you've got, everything you've ever done. He's going to try to take it from you. Why? Because that's his job. And he tries to be good at it. But listen to Psalms 51. This is David. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Recording unto me and multiply thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me, Lord. Wash me thoroughly, is what he's saying, from my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sins. Purge me with a hyssop. I don't know if you know what a hyssop is, but a hyssop bush comes up and it's got a lot of branches on it and a lot of leaves on it. And they used to dip it in blood and they'd put it up on the doorpost when the death angel was coming by. They put it up on it. And this is what David's saying. Take thy hyssop and clean me, purge me, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Here's the key. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit, is what he's saying. What is David doing? He's letting God crank it in his life. He's finally got to a place where he's miserable enough that he knows that the only thing he can do now is get hooked back up to God and let God charge him up and crank him over so he can do the will of God again in his life. No, he was never in the same position again. Yes, there were scars that he thought about the rest of his life. And yes, it's hard when you sin against God. You'll never forget it in your life. You should never forget it. You should be reminded how God has forgiven you and blessed you and overcome. It ought to be a driving force to make you want to do more for God. And I'll tell you this morning, my life has scars in it. What about your life? I wonder if you took your coat off. I wonder how many scars you'd have in your life. You can't see all of my scars. But I'll tell you what, I've got spiritual scars. Why? Because I've done things that has not pleased God. But you know what I done? I took it to God and I laid it before His altar. And I said, God, there's nothing I can do with it. I'm sorry, Lord. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And you know what He did? He did exactly what 1 John told me He said He would do. He said that I was His children, and if I would confess my sin, He'd be faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I'm glad He's cleaned me. He's washed me. He's put me back up on my feet and give me a right mind to serve Him, amen. Why? Because I'm hooked up to my spiritual battery. I'm letting Him charge my life like He never has before. Sin will cost you more than you want to pay. Keep you longer than you want to stay. It will. It will destroy your life. But if you're going to be charged for God and you're going to do the wills of God and you want to be blessed of God, you're going to have to spiritually get hooked up. Let God crank that thing. So now you've sought help. You've got the jumper cables. You got them hooked up. You've let it charge and God has cranked it now. You know what the next thing you need to do? Let's let her run. You need to run with this thing. Amen. You need to run with this thing. You need to let it run. What do you mean, just let it sit idle? No, there's too many Christians doing that now. You don't need to be sitting idle. You need to be about the Father's work. You need to be working. And no, everybody can't be a preacher. Everybody can't be a teacher. Everybody can't be a singer. You know, this, that, and the other. Everybody's looking for positions and titles. And I want to be recognized. I want everybody to look at me. I want to feel important. Well, if you're doing the works of God, He said you are a treasure to Him. He'll bless your life. John 8:36, the Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free. Y'all ain't getting this. If the Son, not the S-U-N, the S-O-N, has set you free, you are free indeed. The devil ain't got no way to do anything with your spiritual battery. He can't jerk your cables off. He can't break you down beside the road. He can't do none of that. Why? Because you're running on God's time. You're doing what God has called you to do. No, people won't like it. People will talk about you and maybe even make fun of you. But I'll tell you what you do. You take that spiritual step for God and you get hooked up with God and you crank that thing and let it run for God. And He'll bless you in your life. He'll use you like you've never been used before. God may be calling you to do something and you've not taken a step of faith. You will be one miserable human being until you step out on faith and do what God's calling you to do. I ran from God since 1985 till 1993, called to preach. First time I ever preached, I was 15 years old. I was in a church over in Kentucky, and God had been dealing with me about preaching. And I tell you, I was singing with a quartet at that time, and I'd get up to sing, and I was hiding behind the microphone like this, you know, and I didn't think anybody knew anything. And I'd sing my little songs and sing with the quartet, and we were doing just fine. And I was hiding behind that and running from God of what He wanted in my life. And I thought, I'll do this. And then God started giving me scriptures and dealing with my heart and telling me what He wanted in my life. And I said, Lord, I can't do it. I just can't. I don't know enough. I don't know the Word of God. I can't do it, Lord. Hiding behind a microphone. Hiding behind a guitar. I know a lot of people right now, a lot of singers. I'm just going to put this out here. That should be preaching the gospel, and they're hiding behind instruments to keep from doing it. I tell you what you're doing, God knows exactly where you're at. He knows where you're hiding, and He knows what He wants. But I promise you, if you'll turn away the call of God long enough, He'll give it to somebody else. He'll move right on. You don't want to wave your hand, He'll give it to somebody else. You don't want to say amen and feel the presence of God, He'll give it to somebody else. If you don't want the blessings of God, He'll give them to somebody else. We serve a perfect gentleman, God. He will not put your arm behind your back and force you to worship Him. He'll let you sit there and dry right up if that's what you want to do. But for those that want to get hooked up and worship God and be filled up and do the works of God, He said, I have a storehouse full of blessings. All you have to do is ask, and He'll hook you right up. But I remember running from God and Him wanting me to preach, and I thought, at times I even said, I don't want to be a preacher. They have so much responsibility of what I say. People make fun of them, put them down and everything else. Why would I want to do that in my life? But God kept ringing my heart bell, telling me, that's what I want, that's what I want, that's what I want. And I said, God, don't never challenge God. You should never challenge God. I made that mistake. I was like, God, if you want me to preach, I'll tell you what, you put it on me so hard, I won't even know where I'm at. And I remember that night I was singing at that church in Kentucky. And I was up singing, and all of a sudden we got done singing. I couldn't even get off the stand. It hit me like a lightning bolt. And I tell you what, for about 15 minutes I preached so hard I didn't know where I was at. And when I came to myself, I was standing over in the corner over here at a speaker. Hanging on. I was preaching my heart out to that speaker when I came to myself. He said, well, that sounds crazy. God got my attention, I promise you that. And I said, y'all pray for me. And I said, and well, here's what got me. Them brothers come up to me afterwards and said, oh, Brother Gary, Lord's calling you to preach. Scared me to death. And I started running from God. We go sing, and I couldn't hardly sing. I'd have the Spirit of God on me. I could see scriptures wrote on the wall. I was like, Lord, I don't know how to preach. And he'd be a scripture right over there. He'd be like, read that one right there. I thought, I am losing my mind. But God knew how to get my attention. He was on my trail. I was glad he was on my trail. He's on your trail this morning. I'm telling you that right now. He's wanting you to get spiritually hooked up, and we've turned it away. We've turned away what God wants to do in this church. You need to be more of an exhorter. You need to be more of a worker. You need to be faithful. You need to be here. You need to hear from God. You need to ask God, what do you want for my life, Lord? I promise you, He'll crank you over and show you exactly what He wants. Now, like I said, everybody can't be preachers or teachers or singers or all these different things. But you are a child of God. And you 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 are called of God to be His disciples. Yesterday we went out and baptized my nephew over in Hurley, Virginia. We preached the gospel over there to them, and they were one there that was lost, and we preached, and we was trying to encourage, and we trying to help them. And several of our family members need the Lord. They need God in their life. They're lost without. I preached to my family. And we went right out after that because my nephew earlier, a few weeks back, had accepted the Lord into his life, and he wanted me to come and baptize him. We went over there and dammed the creek up, backed it up, and got in the creek. And we baptized. You got in the creek? Absolutely. We had the creek before we had them. So we dammed the creek up, we got in the creek, and we took him down and buried him in the creek there. A liquid grave is how they call it. You know what the Bible tells us? There's no salvation in the water. It's an answering of a good conscience towards God. I looked him right in the eye and I said, Brother Logan, has God saved you? Yes. I said, you want to follow the Lord in believer's baptism? Yes. I said, let's go to the water. That's how easy it is. And we went to the water and baptized him. And today I know he feels good, and he's glad he's got it all behind him now, and he's hooked up to God. He's a young man, and he can do great things for God. But maybe you're here this morning, and you've never been hooked up. You know you're here. You know you're lost without God. And if you was to die right now, you know for a fact that hell would be your home. I'm telling you this morning, unless we accept Jesus Christ into our heart as our Lord and Savior, confess Him with our mouth, He said we would die and go to a devil's hell. The devil ain't going to be there at the gate or at the door, opening up the door saying, come on in, I got you now. He's going to be burning just like the rest of them. I don't want that for you. God has got a spiritual battery for you. He wants to hook you up. If you'll let Him hook you up. Christians, you that are dead, He wants to hook you. He wants to recharge your battery. Are you running on empty this morning? Has it just felt like that anymore, that you just can't seem to get hooked up? The joy is just not there no more. Maybe you've not committed any sin. Maybe you just kindly throwed it up in neutral. I hope I get to preach that message sometime. Being in neutral. I did one time. But I've done it in my Christian life. I'd be going along great, and just all of a sudden just throw it up in neutral. Let her roll. I ain't got to do nothing. I ain't got no titles. I ain't this, I ain't that. But you got a spiritual battery that He wants you to be hooked up to. The Lord spoke to me this week and told me, you need to be charged up. I don't know who it's for today. I don't know who this message is for. But I'm telling you, God can charge you up as we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. As the piano player comes, church, would you pray for just a few moments of time? Somebody needs to move for God.